Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Shy Miss Sophie podcast. Or if this is your first episode, then welcome to the Shy Miss Sophie podcast. I am so grateful you're here. I am so excited to dive into this mini short solo episode this week, all around EFT tapping, subconscious healing, magnetism, energy, beliefs in our body. All my favourite things. So today really is going to be about understanding your subconscious mind, like being full body blocked to full body magnetic, and my journey on with EFT tapping and subconscious healing. Okay, and at the end I am going to be leading you through a mini guided EFT tapping for getting blocked to magnetic, so stay around for that. But the reason I brought this episode is because it is Manifest March inside of my True Alignment Portal membership. So I thought I'd bring this podcast to you all because subconscious healing and EFT tapping has been a big part of my personal manifestation journey to support me in manifesting my desires, manifesting my business, manifesting dream clients, manifesting money, manifesting aligned friendships and collaborations, or whatever it is. EFT tapping has been a huge practice in healing my subconscious, healing the beliefs in my body and my subconscious mind has and is a big part of manifestation. So I thought I'd bring this topic to the podcast and in alignment with Manifest March inside of my membership, which I will leave a link below just in case you are not part of that and you want to become a part of that. But to kick things off, let us start with understanding the subconscious mind, understanding your body, understanding your energy field. If you are a frequent listener to the podcast, you may already understand and you know what the subconscious mind is and what the body is. But our subconscious mind is 90 to 95% of our beliefs. It is where everything is stored, and it's connected to your body. It's connected to your nervous system as well. So everything really is happening within the subconscious. It's where your trauma is stored, it's where your beliefs are stored, where your habits are stored, where your shame is stored, your guilt is stored. Everything's stored within the body, within the subconscious mind. And I have been using EFT tapping throughout my healing journey since 2021, to heal the energy, to heal the beliefs, to heal the subconscious blocks within my body, within my subconscious mind and my nervous system, to shift that, to liberate that, to become a magnetic being, to become a magnetic energy field to my desires, to what I want to manifest. So your subconscious mind is holding everything. It's where everything is lies. And if you're ever feeling blocked, it's all coming from within. And a lot of us are working from the mind, using affirmations, which are amazing. The affirmations are amazing, and I use affirmations, and we incorporate affirmations in EFT tapping. So for anyone who doesn't know, EFT tapping is stands for emotional freedom technique, and it's a practice that bypasses your conscious mind and gets into your subconscious mind. It's a somatic embodiment subconscious healing practice that I just fell in love with at the very beginning of my journey, and have been on a kind of evolution and relationship and journey with EFT tapping, which I'm going to dive deeper into. But I use affirmations, we use affirmations in EFT, but we take it to that layer deeper by tapping them into your body, and not just in the mind, not just in the conscious mind, but actually moving it that layer deeper, moving it into the body, into the nervous system, into the subconscious mind. Because like I said, everything is stored. You may feel it in your chest, you may feel it in your neck, or your back, or your shoulders, or your stomach, or your hips. Like your hips, that's where like all your trauma is stored. Okay, so what I want to do actually before we dive any further is I want us just to have like a little body scan. So if you want to just take a deep breath, close down your eyes if you can. If you're driving, please do not close your eyes. if you're walking, maybe just like a short gaze, a small gaze, but just taking a deep breath in to your body and just like, just becoming aware of how your body is feeling in this moment, how your energy is feeling in this moment, and where you feel you're holding on to tension, where you're holding on to blocks. Where are you feeling blocked right now, whether it's in money, whether it's in business, within relationships, and where are you holding on to those blocks within your body? What are the underlying affirmations within your body that are making you feel blocked? And just tapping into, beginning to tap into those places within your body, whether it's your shoulders, whether it's your stomach, your hips, your feet, wherever it is, just starting to become aware, starting to tap into the subconscious mind, the somatic body, the nervous system. Okay, because that's where a lot of our, that's where it all lies, at 90 to 95% of our belief systems, of our programming, of our trauma. So today I really want us to understand the power of going within the body and understanding that it's not just a mindset game, that actually to be able to be fully magnetic is coming into the body and shifting the beliefs and the energy within your subconscious mind. And like I said, I do that through EFT tapping, through emotional freedom technique, where we tap on the energy points of your body, just like acupuncture, and bypass the conscious mind, bypass the, just like the tip of the iceberg. Yeah, that's what we do, bypass the tip of the iceberg, and we get deep, we go deep into the ocean, into that iceberg. We see the full iceberg. I don't know if you, for anybody who has learned about the subconscious mind, there's a picture that a lot of people use, and it's on the internet. Whenever you look up the subconscious mind, it's like 5%, 5 to 10% is like just the tip of the iceberg, and then you look under the ocean and you see this massive, the massive part of the iceberg that you can't even see, and that is your subconscious mind. That's where the depth of your being, of your programming lies. And when we can dive into that, when we can tap into your body, tap into the beliefs and the energy stored within your body as well, that is where you become so fucking magnetic. That's when you can shift so much on such a full body level and become such a vibrational match, such a magnetic force and energy field to what you desire, because you're no longer blocking yourself off, because you have went into your body, acknowledged the shame, the guilt, the fear, the underlying trauma and patterns that have been stored within you, that have been implanted into you, whether that be consciously or not, have been indirectly and directly given to you and placed inside of you and become a part of your programming. And when you can shift that, that is when your entire life completely changes, because from the ages of 0 to 7, that's when you are a walking subconscious mind. You're like a little sponge. You're a little sponge, you're a little baby, and you are being indirectly or directly impacted by what you experience, what you see, whether it be from your family, whether it be from society, whether it be just like given to you from generations past and from the collective. That is like you've become this sponge that's absorbed all of these beliefs, these energies, these ways of being, these ways of thinking, and that has become the programming in which you live your life by, in which you move from and operate from. But the thing is, especially in this kind of awakened chapter of the world that we're kind of stepping into, there's these modalities, there's these healing modalities where we can actually go within and shift those beliefs. Like, we don't actually, you don't have to hold on to these beliefs, these blocks that are no longer serving you. And the thing is, like, a lot of these blocks, a lot of these beliefs actually still to this day, and growing up and your childhood and your whatever, whatever you are in your life in the past, will have served you in a way, served you to protect you in some way. But it's being able to acknowledge the beliefs and the patterns and the ways of being and thinking that are no longer serving you, that no longer belong in your being anymore, that no longer work in your favour anymore. And when I kind of found this healing world, so it was in 2020 when I had just graduated university, it was COVID, it was furlough, and it was furlough, we were in the pandemic, it was in lockdown, and I decided to move out of my family home. And I remember, like, I was in a really, really shit place in my life, like, not really shit, but I had been going through a really hard few years, like, it became really dark, I had a toxic, like, situationship, and, yeah, it was just a really, really dark season of my life where I felt quite lost. I didn't feel connected to myself, I didn't feel good within myself, I didn't feel like I was just riddled with anxiety and just kind of like emptiness and feeling like, what the fuck is life, like, what the fuck are we doing? Especially because I had just also graduated university and I had always had something to work towards, and then it was obviously lockdown and I was kind of like, okay, what next? Like, where are we going now? Like, what's this next step? And I can't travel because I was someone who, like, was always, like, I lived in Spain twice and I always, like, was going and traveling and seeing new places and always working, like, I was a workaholic as well, and that's a different topic, and that's something that I have been healing from as well, and unlearning to know that I don't have to push and to be constantly working, because I know that I worked a lot in my adolescent years, in my early 20s, because one, my work was like my safe place, that's where I felt my most myself, it's where I felt safe, because I didn't feel safe in my home, I didn't feel safe like around certain people, but I felt safe there. So I remember, like, always wanting to work and be in that place because that's where I felt most safe. But obviously coming on this journey, I've kind of went off on a tangent, but coming on this journey, realizing, recognizing that was me kind of numbing as well and pushing suppressed energy down. And obviously with the lockdown and with everything that happened throughout the pandemic, I also moved out of my family home. I made the decision to move out of my family home and take that leap of faith that at that point I didn't know any of this work even existed. Like, it's so funny because you have all these, I had little affirmation cards and I had little, like, astrology jumpers, but, like, I didn't actually, like, I wasn't fully tapped in. Like, it was such, like this, the signs were around me, but I hadn't fully clicked, you know, until I moved out of my family home. And then I aligned with the network marketing world, which was big on personal development, big on mindset, and I started to tap into podcasts and tap into the workshops that they were holding. I was like, whoa, where's this world been? Where has this world been? Like, that, this is where I fucking belong. This is where I've been desiring to be. And I was like, I felt like a little baby in, like, a playground. I was like, oh my God, this is just, like, so amazing. And how I found EFT was because someone on my team, when I was in network marketing, had been going through therapy, and she had done EFT tapping with her therapist. And I remember we decided to make this free Sunday mindfulness club. And this is how I got into all of the work that I'm now doing. This was back in, like, early 2021. And we started this free Sunday mindfulness club up on WhatsApp. We put people into a WhatsApp group, and every Sunday we would come on Zoom and I would just lead the journal prompts and bring the energy. I would just bring some sort of topic and some sort of journal prompt for people to lead them to go through together, and the other girl would lead the tapping. I wasn't even leading the tapping at that point. And that's how I kind of got into EFT tapping. And from then I just began, like, I fell in love with it. I think because of the type of person I am, EFT tapping isn't for absolutely everyone. I have spoken to some people that haven't been able to get into that, and that's okay because there's an abundance of modalities, of healing modalities, because for you to choose from, and not every single one is going to connect with everyone, you know? And like that, that gets to be okay, that's fine. But personally for me, I had fell in love with EFT tapping purely because of, you can, it's a fun practice. Like, it's fun, it's energizing, it's liberating, it's activating. I put music on, I have fun with it, and that's why I enjoyed it, because it aligned with like who I am as a person as well. Like, I love making healing fun. I love infusing dance and infusing music and infusing that kind of energy into healing as well. And that's why I really enjoyed and continue to evolve my practice with EFT and my facilitating abilities, or my facilitation, is that the right word? Facilitation with EFT tapping. So, and then in 2022, I decided to invest into a certification program, which was for EFT tapping, NLP, hypnosis, and time techniques. So I invested in that. I learned more about the science behind everything and became a EFT practitioner. So now I am an EFT practitioner and I get to facilitate from that place as well. But I also just learned, like, before even doing that certification, like, I had adopted my own practice and my own kind of rhythm, I guess, my own practice with tapping. And the thing about tapping is that you can make it your own, and you don't have to be a practitioner to guide yourself through a tapping or guide anyone through a tapping, really. But I decided to obviously get that certification because it was something that is important to me and is a part of my business and is a part of my brand, and I want to obviously expand my brand and expand the work that I do. So I became an EFT tapping practitioner, and from there have just been evolving my skills as a facilitator, my skills as a practitioner, and expanding my confidence to lead deeply powerful and transformative EFT tappings. I then began that journey and I committed to EFT every single day. It was a practice that I went to every single day to shift my money beliefs, to shift my confidence, to shift my worthiness in myself and business, to shift love, to my beliefs around love, because deep within my subconscious, like, love equals pain. Love isn't safe. So I have been using and have used EFT tapping to shift those beliefs and reprogram a new empowering belief, reprogram new empowering beliefs. So how EFT tapping really, really works is, like I said, you bypass the conscious mind and tap into the subconscious. But what we do is we acknowledge the disempowering ways that you're feeling within your body, that you are thinking, that are stored within your body, whether it be beliefs around money is hard to make, or you are not as, it's, you're scared to be seen, or if you put yourself out there you'll be judged, or whatever it is, those beliefs, like, we are acknowledging it, we are feeling into that energy, we're bringing it to the surface, we're allowing it to move by tapping on our bodies, by speaking aloud the ways that we're feeling, the ways, the sensations, the beliefs that are stored in our body. And then we go through and we shift that. We then reprogram that. We then speak aloud and tap into more empowering affirmations and implant more empowering beliefs and affirmations into your subconscious, not just within the mind. We tap on the body while we say out loud these new empowering beliefs to implant deeper and deeper into your subconscious. And what, like I said, like, I love to infuse dance, infuse music, infuse humour into my tappings. You'll probably see that, or you'll probably experience if you're in my membership or you come to my workshops or even in the tapping that I'm going to be leading you through in just a few moments. I infuse swear words. I infuse my humour, my energy into the tappings as well to make it fun, to make your body feel a bit more at ease to shifting this energy as well. And the thing with tapping as well is that you can use this on anything, like any block, any, even pain. You can use it on pain, but you can use it with money. I actually have single personalized 90 minute EFT tapping and somatic healing sessions as well, which I'll leave the link in the show notes too, because I have not long started these, but I fucking love them. There's my spare words, I fucking love them, because they can be so personalised to you, because a lot of my tap-ins inside of my membership or my workshops or on my Instagram, I also have an energetic tapping series going on right now. I also have the Rewired Challenge with Katie, who's also an EFT practitioner as well. But those tappings can be a bit more generalised and not as specific to what really is stored within you, stored within your subconscious. So with these one-on-one sessions that I've started, is that we can be specific. We can, like, get so specific with the beliefs and the program and the trauma and the energy that is stored in your body as well, and really shift that within you, shift that on a subconscious level. And yeah, I would say with tapping as well, it's really important to make it a consistent practice. So with my one-on-one sessions that I've started to do, I get the client to record the session so that they can do that consistently, because it's a consistent practice, especially if the block that you want to unblock is deep within you, that was implanted many, many years ago and has been suppressed for many, many years. It is going to take time. It's going to take time. It's going to take practice to shift that and to strengthen a new empowering muscle of that belief in you. It's going to take time. So with tapping, like, I have made it a consistent practice. It's something to this day I always go to and I always use. And you can use it on absolutely anything. And you can use my tap-ins, or you can even just lead yourself through it. But before we dive into the mini guided tap-in for unblocking your energy, block to magnetic energy, that's what we'll call it. Mini guided tap-in for blocked to magnetic energy. The biggest thing I want you to know is that, and if you're listening, if you're a frequent listener, you probably know this by now, but a big thing for me is always realizing and remembering that the beliefs that you have can be changed. The energy that you're in can be shifted. How you feel doesn't have to be how you live forever. And you can use EFT tapping and subconscious healing practices to shift that. So I just want you to know that if you are feeling blocked within your relationships or within your beliefs within real love, or blocked within money and finances or business or confidence or worthiness, you can change that. You can shift that. You can liberate those beliefs in your being. And I want to take you through this EFT tap-in for you to experience that, so that you can become a magnetic match to what it is you desire, so that you can unleash these blocks within your being, so you can feel alive in your body, so that you don't need to continue holding on to this trauma, this fear, this stress, this worry, this need to fight, whatever it is, this weight, this heaviness in your body that's been stored there. And take this as a sign that it no longer wants to live there. Whatever's living in your body that's no longer serving you wants to be liberated. It wants to come to the surface. It wants the attention. Like, what does it need? What does it want? Can you give it to that, to them, to that part of you, so that it can be transmuted, transformed, and reprogrammed through EFT tapping into a more empowering way of being and feeling, because you deserve that. You deserve to be magnetic. You deserve to unleash your magnetism. You deserve to receive. You deserve to be abundant. But there's beliefs stored in your body that may be blocking that. There's patterns and trauma stored in your body that have to be shifted in order for you to receive with more magnetism, to attract your desires with more ease, to no longer be living in stress or lack or whatever it is. So what we're going to do is I'm going to take you through this little short EFT and see how we're going to feel at the end. So I want you just to take a deep breath in, and again, coming back to your body, how's your body feeling? Where in your life do you feel blocked right now? Is it with your finances? Is it with your relationship, your business? Where is it? Where do you feel blocked right now? And where is that lying within your body? What's some beliefs that are lying within your body that are making you feel blocked? And obviously, like I said, this tapping is going to be a little bit generic, but feel free to add your words, add your own words, add ways that you're feeling, add sensations that you're feeling, that you're experiencing. You can infuse it into this tapping as well to make it a bit more personalized and specific to you. Or you can just follow after me. It's entirely up to you. But just taking a deep breath and just maybe gauging between 0 to 10 how blocked you're personally feeling right now. How blocked to receiving with magnetism are you feeling right now? How blocked are you feeling from 0 to 10 on... how blocked are you feeling from 0 to 10? 0 being like fully blocked, 10 being like, I'm fucking magnetic as fuck. Everything I ask for, I receive with ease. Everything I put out into the universe, I receive with ease. That's a good affirmation to infuse into. But what I want to do is uncover and recognize and feel into and process some of the blocks that are not really allowing you to fully embody that belief, okay? So starting on the karate chop part of your hands, obviously you can't see me. So if you are new to EFT tapping, we start on the karate chop part of our hands and we just tap with our right hand onto the side of your left hand or vice versa. And just begin tapping there, and then I will guide you through the points afterwards. If you aren't new to tapping, you're a seasoned tapper, you can just, again, like, do your own intuitively lead it, or you can follow my lead as well. Listen to your body. If there's a point where you feel like you want to stay at, please stay there if you want to stay there. But we always start at the karate chop part of our hands, okay? And just repeating after me. Even though I'm feeling blocked, I allow myself to process and shift these blocks on a subconscious and energetic level now. Even though I still have some beliefs to shift, I still love, honor, and accept myself. Even though I can block myself off to receive and feel the need to hide and shut myself off, I am committed to liberating this way of being now. Even though pushing, resisting, blocking has been a big part of my programming from generations past and has been infused deep within my subconscious, I recognise I have been gifted the opportunity to heal this way of being. And I decide to honour this gift. Even though I feel others are more worthy, magnetic, and luckier than me, I choose to trust that I'm just as worthy and magnetic as anyone else. Coming up to the top of the head, I am shifting the underlying beliefs and patterns blocking my magnetism. The side of the eyebrow, I am deciding to unlock the magnetism within me now. Because I know it is there. And I say, wakey wakey, it's time to shine. Side of the eye. I am deciding to recognise I am just as magnetic as anyone else. Under the eye. And I'm liberating any blocks, fears, judgments that have been getting in the way of my magnetic energy. Under the nose. My energy field is pure fucking magic. Can you say that a little bit louder? My energy field is pure fucking magic. Come into the chin and I allow it to come alive more and more in this moment. Tapping on the collarbone, I am bringing it alive more and more in this moment. I open my heart. I lift myself up. You can lift yourself up a little bit. And I allow myself to shift out of blocking mode. Under the arm. I am no longer in blocking mode. The wrists. I am in receiving mode. I am in magnetic mode. Coming back up to the top of the head. My grip is being released. Barriers are being lifted. Cages are being broken. And the need to hide is being transformed. Side of the eye again. I am magnetic, bright. I am a magnetic, bright, and bold being. And I allow myself to receive with ease now. Coming under the eye. And remember who the fuck I am. Under the nose, I am powerful. I am worthy. And I am magnetic as fuck. The chin. All my desires and more are on their way to me right now. And I receive with an open heart and expanded belief and nervous system. Collarbone. I allow these new empowering beliefs. I allow these new empowering beliefs and energy to be infused deeper and deeper into me. And I allow any remaining blocks to be liberated. And I proclaim on a final time, I am magnetic as fuck. Just taking a deep breath in, breathing in that energy, locking it in, maybe giving a shake of your hands, a shake of your legs, just shaking any disempowering energy off and moving this new empowering energy deeper into your body, deeper into your subconscious, allowing it to expand deep within you. And something I forgot to share before, and I say it multiple times, but if you, this is the first episode you've listened to, or this is the first time you've done a tapping with me, but a massive reason I love EFT tapping as well is that not only does it reprogram your subconscious mind and the beliefs in your body and your energy, but in doing so, also, like we just done, you become so magnetic to your desires. It's such a powerful, powerful manifestation practice, which I should have probably said at the very beginning, because this is all about becoming magnetic and whatnot for a manifest March. But EFT tapping is such a powerful manifestation practice, as well as a subconscious healing practice, a somatic healing practice, because you send that power, you just send a very, very powerful signal to the universe as well. Not only have you shifted energy and beliefs within your body, within your subconscious, and again, please come back to this, like save this episode and come back to this tap-in, or if you want more tap-ins, like I have an ever-growing library of tap-ins, EFT tap-ins, signature EFT tap-ins. They are ones from 10 minutes to 20 minutes to 30 minutes to longer, workshops with tap-ins in it as well, over in my membership, and I'll leave the links below for you to check it out, because we have two tiers in there as well. But I invite you to do this practice as often as you need and as consistent as you can, because that will continue shifting that energy within you and send those powerful signals to the universe that you're open, that you're ready to receive, that you proclaim your worthiness, that you declare your worthiness. And that energy is what makes you so fucking magnetic to your desires, not the energy of hiding, of suppressing, of blocking. It's the energy of shifting out of that blocking mode and into that receiving mode, opening your heart, shifting those beliefs, reprogramming into new empowering energy and beliefs is what makes you a magnet. Anybody, everybody is a magnet. Everybody holds the power and the potential to be a magnet. It's just your willingness and your commitment to continue shifting that energy. And I'm with you. I'm doing it with you. That's why I've created my membership, so my people can have that home that they can dive into every single day and shift their beliefs, shift their energy every single day. So yeah, I hope you enjoyed that tap-in. And it's so funny, as I've been recording this podcast episode, there's been a 1111, like all these ones on my Audacity thing. I don't know what the numbers mean, but there's so many ones, and I'm like, hello. We're so supported here in this podcast, and it must be really aligned to share this. So I hope that this message reached you. I hope that this has shifted that energy for you and expanded your energy, expanded your beliefs in your body. And if you want to learn more about EFT tapping, or if you want to dive into the membership or book a one-on-one session with me, I will leave the links below, or you can reach out to me on Instagram. You can even just write the word tap in, send me the word tap in, and we can have a chat about EFT, whether it be a good place for you to come into the membership or for you to have a personalised EFT tap in with me. If you would like to take a little screenshot of this podcast episode and put it on your Instagram stories and tag me at @_shinewithsophie, I will give you a 20% off discount to a personalised EFT tap-in session, EFT and somatic healing session. So just taking a little screenshot, putting this as your story, tagging me in it, and I will gift you a little 20% off the EFT session, the personalised EFT session. But again, thank you for listening. If you want to join the membership, the True Alignment Portal membership, which is also short for TAP, by the way, which I never mentioned, which I actually wanted to. My True Alignment Portal is obviously TAP, the TAP membership. It's obviously got more than just tap-ins. It's got meditations, it's got workshops, it's got somatic and embodiment practices, it's got journal exercises, it's got so much more. But I love that it's short for TAP because I feel like tapping is what got me into all of what I'm doing now, and it's a big part of my brand, it's a big part of my work. But yeah, thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed learning more about subconscious healing, about tapping, and lean yourself through that tapping with us. But again, I love you. Thank you for listening, and I will speak to you all very, very soon.